It's International Soil Day on the 5th of December, so our next story is very timely. We're heading south with Cosmo Kentish Barnes to find out about a project that has children excited about what's living under their feet. The project's been led by Otago's Regional Enviro Schools Coordinator, Robin Zink.
We're at the Mahino Memorial Hall, and Mahino's about 15 minutes south of Oamaru.
And what's happening here in this lovely little hall?
So today we've got the community day for the Soil Your Undies Otago project. This is a collaborative project where we've been working with six schools from North Otago, and the students have been doing a lot of science work around how to measure soil and soil health. And the partners involved in this project are Enviro Schools, NOSLAM, which is the North Otago Sustainable Land Management Group, Fonterra, the Foundation for Arable Research.
Beef and Lamb.
Yep. Yes, yep. So today we're going to have an unveiling of the undies and we're going to also have some people doing some judging in terms of the amount of degradation, who's got the worst undies, but also looking at students, how they've put the projects together and the information together and how well they can explain what's happening with soil health.
So who had the original idea for the Soil Your Undies project?
So that was Eleanor Linscott had seen this promoted. It's a project that is already operational in Canada and Australia and had come across that. So we worked together on putting a funding application to the what's called the Participatory Science Platform. So one aim is to get children excited about soil, and for those that are interested in science, that this is a really interesting and exciting area to work in. The other aim is to get the children to go home to their families and be talking about this project and just raise parents and family awareness around soil and soil health.
And so today is a culmination of all the work, is it?
All the work to date, and we wanted to be able to bring the schools together just so they could share their learning with each other and also just celebrate what the rural community is doing. And so we thought a community day would be a really nice way to do that, yeah.
Eleanor Linscott is a Dunedin-based senior policy advisor for Federated Farmers.
When we were in the process of putting in the application, we went and talked to the schools about the idea that we wanted to put in this application, and we don't know if we'll get funding, but if we do, this is what we would like to do. And so we sort of did it that way.
And so they were all obviously very keen.
It's very lucky with this one, the title kind of lures people in. Otherwise, if you had soil health, you wouldn't really perhaps catch people the same way.
Yeah.
But Soil Your Undies is hilarious. Like today is your Show Your Undies Day, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Now, are you using normal undies or have they been made especially for the project?
We were very lucky to get some undies sponsored from Thunderpants. So in the North Island, who make New Zealand company that make cotton biodegradable undies. So we'll send them some photographs from today. But the actual cotton test is an actual test of soil biological health. But it sounds more exciting if you're talking about burying undies as opposed to a cotton strip test.
Beside us, Mahino school teacher Stella McRae is carefully placing a pair of soiled undies on a display table.
So on the back you can see that there's some roots and things that have started to make their way through the undies, which meant that the plant life was already starting to find its way through those.
And these are green men's undies.
Well, I think they're ladies. They're pretty fancy. They were brand new when they came.
Stella admits soil isn't a topic she's explored with her students before.
We've had gardens at our school for a wee while, but we've never investigated the quality of the soil. We've never looked into that science side of things. And it's pushed us, propelled us forward to learn about soil health and what makes good soil.
Did you have to go on a course or something to give yourself a bit of additional information before you embarked on the project?
Yes, we were very lucky in that Enviro Schools and NOSLAN together gave us a one-day release back in Term 3, and we spent a day with some soil scientists. Some of them came in via internet, and the Bury Your Undies was the main part of what we were learning.
Organic gardening and permaculture teacher Michelle Cox is the Soil Your Undies coordinator.
So I've kicked off the program with a slideshow with a discussion about the ecosystem services that soil provides and just some fun learning about fungi, mycorrhizal fungi and creatures in the soil. So just trying to engage the children and get them excited, because often I think we all tend to think, oh, soil, that's pretty boring, it's just dirt. But it's a fascinating realm that we're really just starting to discover these days, you know, quite late on. We know a lot about the stars and, you know, systems outside of our planet, but when it comes to looking at the Earth and that under our feet, we don't notice so much. So just getting them excited about that, and then doing some really fun hands-on stuff, so doing the burying the undies with the kids and sampling for worms and identifying them, helping them with that. So class indoor time, but mainly trying to focus on practical stuff they can do outside.
Now we're just going up onto the stage because it's getting quite noisy. So when did you first hear about this project and how did you get involved?
I received an email actually from Robin at EnviroSchools, and I thought she was having a joke because the subject line said soil your undies, and I thought, what is this? Doesn't sound like Robin. So yeah, read the email and I just thought, wow, what a fantastically engaging way to start talking about soil and checking out what's going on there. So it's been easy to run with that Soil Your Undies title and find some fun things to do with the kids. Oh, we're starting. It looks like we're starting. The panic's on. Everyone's racing in the door.
You just got a signal, didn't you?
Get those worms down here now. So, yeah, just looking at breaking down the science into nice little bites for kids to understand and to make it fun. And I've done a fair bit of sewing, making up costumes and, yeah, using resources I've had where I've been working with adults, but really trying to turn it into smaller bite-sized material that's really enjoyable for kids.
And on the back of your shorts it says, I love soil.
It does, because I do. And I've got tights on, which my lovely sister-in-law painted for me, to help remind kids of who's living in the soil and who's going to eat those undies that we bury. So I've got earthworms and fungi and bacteria painted on my pants.
Hey, you girls, would I be able to have a chat with you just about your project? Would that be okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
What have you been doing exactly?
Michelle came to our school and she talked to us about soiling her undies. So she bring pairs of cotton undies and we went around the school and dug different holes to put them in and put air tags on top of them. And then a few weeks later we were going to go back and check if the undies were biodegraded, that meant the soil was healthy, and if they weren't, it meant the soil was dry and unhealthy. Some of the key things are we learnt about the fungi or fungi and the worms and mould and how it affects the undies when they're in the ground.
And what school are you from?
Wekwaiti.
You've also been working on a video project, haven't you?
Yeah, but sadly it went all wrong. The iMovies didn't work.
Have you had technical issues?
Yes.
What is the video about?
It's about like how we dug them and what they looked like when we took them out, and how we did it, and all the facts, and hopefully we can get it back.
Mahino dairy farmer Bridget McNally is the engagement officer for NOSLAM, a local farmer-driven group who are keen to improve water quality and promote good pastoral management.
The key driver is for our communities to understand the importance of healthy soils. So we are working with the children, we're also working with the farmers and the community. This is a fun, engaging way to have those conversations, and this project is possibly going to generate more questions than answers, and that's just the nature of science.
So even though the children are driving it, it's not just for them?
No, that's right. It's for those conversations to go back home to talk to. It's about intergenerational change. It's about promoting on-farm good management practices and looking at what we do. What are we doing? Can we do things better? And celebrating the successes of our farmers that are doing a great job, and there's lots of them.
Are you hoping that this will lead to other student driven projects?
Absolutely.
To do with soil?
Yes. Yes. I really think when we talk about student agency, which is student-led learning, it's huge. If students have the ownership of their learning, they can just, and supported obviously by adults, there's no limits. Yeah. We've got to give them that chance to really explore, and that's what this is about.
Now, a group of students are walking around the hall to the garden behind. Yes. What's happening there?
So they've got a range of science activities that they are demonstrating. I believe they are demonstrating the worm count and also how to bury the undies and a range of other compaction tests and all sorts of fun science activities. Are you going to go and visit them?
I might pop around now and have a wee look.
Yeah, cool. I'm Jessica Wright and I teach at Waitaki Girls High School and I teach an Enviro Ag program in Year 10 and Senior Ag.
And we're out behind the hall in the grounds of the local school. What are you doing here with your students?
We're attempting to do an infiltration test, but with North Otago being so dry this year, it's not infiltrating a whole lot. But that's part of the learning and the teaching of how dry it is.
So what does that test mean?
How fast the soil can take up water and then how fast the plants can access the water for growth. So, yeah.
Have your students been involved in the soil, your undies Otago project?
Yes, we've been doing bits and pieces at school. We've done a worm count and then we've buried some cotton in our gardens. But the same thing, because it's been so dry this year, there hasn't been as much worm activity. So it's been quieter than we thought. So in January we'll start another round of it and then I'll do another round in July for the rest of the year and we'll see the development. So with COVID this year, it's been a little bit compressed and harder to fit things in.
Has there been quite a bit of interest from the students in learning about soil?
Soil's always a hard one to get kids excited about, but it definitely provides a really good basis and it's another way of looking at things, which links then really well to my Year 11 program where they do a whole achievement standard on soil, which can be quite hard for kids to get their heads around. So this provides some really good introduction information to them and realising the importance of worms and the microbes and things like that. So as we get the kids from primary schools coming through who have done a lot of this at primary, I think that will really help with that base knowledge of my 10s and 11s, which at the moment a lot know absolutely nothing when they come into ag.
Hi guys.
Hi.
What's happening?
We're digging up the ground to find worms and then
to
counting them.
Do a worm count to see how good our soil is.
You're doing a worm count?
Yeah.
And you've got a few worms in the bucket already, haven't you?
Yeah. How many do we have?
Eight. Nine.
That's good.
We have nine worms so far.
Quite healthy.
Do you go to this school here?
No. We go to Weston. We're a bronze and vice school, which means we're doing a lot to help the earth.
Now, the soil's quite a nice dark colour and it's quite crumbly. Is that a good sign?
Yes.
The worms can get it through it easier.
Yes. Now, tell me, why is soil so important?
Because it helps all of the grass to grow. And when the grass grows is when we feed the animals, like cows. And the grass that they eat is good. That means the milk that they produce is good.
Mm. Has your school got a stand in the hall?
Yes.
And we've got big posters that have the results of our undies project.
We have a before and after undies and we put in a clean white pair and then we dug up one of the pair of undies and they are pretty decomposed. There's lots of dirt around them and lots of holes.
They're so made of cotton.
Yeah, cotton undies.
Bron, I've just interviewed your daughter.
Yes, she's very enthusiastic about worms and dirt, yeah.
And you're involved with Enviro Schools.
Enviro Schools, yes. It's a nationwide program. It's been running for over 20 years and it's just been in the Waitaki area for the last 3 years and I'm their facilitator.
And what impact has that had on the schools?
It's amazing. You can't even really put a figure on it or anything like that. It's just about schools growing their own community and looking outside their insular little place where they work and looking further out. At Western School, at my daughter's school, they have a skink garden, they've got a veggie garden, they sell their garlic every year to a local restaurant, buys it and makes a nice profit. They've been potting up the little grasses and selling them to local farmers and making money to then put back into the garden. And yeah, it's amazing. And then I've got Mahino School here, of course, we've applied for a grant and got their solar panels. So their power bills have gone shoom right down and we've got schools all around the area just doing wonderful things, amazing things.
Do teachers respond quite positively to the Enviro School program?
They do. Once they realise that it's not something extra to do because it's all in the curriculum, so sustainability is everywhere in the curriculum. So it's just finding those links to community and to Māori perspectives, and child empowerment is huge as well. So getting the kids to come up with ideas and follow them through, yeah.
Now you boys look like you've been quite busy. What's happening?
We found 11 worms.
How big was your hole?
About the width of this spade.
And do you always dig the same size hole so you can do the math?
Yeah.
20 by 20.
So 20 centimetres by 20 centimetres.
Yep.
And that's how you do your worm count.
Yeah. If you do it any and everywhere, then it gives you a good chance of seeing
different
results and seeing how
some
each area.
Spots, if it's got more worms there, it might be a good spot for planting plants for all the worms to help it grow for moisture, because worms are going to most likely be in spots where plants are, because plants need water. So when the plants get water, the worms like moisture, of course. So when they get moisture, they would come back for more and start burrowing to find it. So then we make a lot of holes for the water to go down into and get into those down roots that don't get much of it. So worms do help a lot. And then we have bacteria and fungi that comes off. That's also what we're looking for, because that can eat away at anything that we want it to eat away, I guess.
My name is Claire Kincannon. I'm Science Engagement Coordinator at Otago Museum, but I'm here in my capacity of the Otago Participatory Science Platform Fund, which I coordinate on behalf of Otago Science into Action.
So you allocated some funds for this project?
Yeah, so the Participatory Science Platform, which we always short to PSP because it's difficult to say, is funded by MBIE. It's called Curious Minds and their Curious Minds platform. And so, yes, the whole idea behind the fund is to provide support, which is me, and also the funding and opportunity for communities to answer research questions that are really important to them. So the idea is that the question is community-based, that the community are driven to answer it, and then we can help pair them with a scientist, or they can come with their own pairing already lined up, and then we can provide funding for them to answer their research question. And so Soil Your Undies Otago was one of the projects funded in our 2020 round. And yeah, it's just amazing to be here on their community day and see the results of the experiments that the students have conducted. It's pretty impressive. There's a lot of soil knowledge here, so that's pretty cool.
And in terms of this project, how much funding was allocated?
For the full project, you can apply for up to $20,000. And I believe that this project was allocated just shy of that.
You are also one of the judges today.
Yes, I am one of the judges. I will be judging the deterioration of the underpants as well as the knowledge of the different students from all of the different schools.
And how's that going so far?
It's going great. Yeah, I have had some really good conversations. I am learning a lot, and these students have some really good knowledge. And, you know, there's some really deteriorated looking underpants, which is great. This is an important job, and I'm taking it very seriously. You know, it's going to be difficult to distinguish some of the underpants in terms of deterioration, but I'm determined to do my best.
Now, Lucy, what school do you go to?
I go to Five Forks School, and yeah, I've been involved with this project, and it's been so fun. Yeah.
What have you learned?
Like what's in the soil and different types of soils and different types of worms. And there's 39 students in our school, and everyone's been involved digging up their undies and getting real involved and that sort of stuff.
Did you think it was a joke when your teacher first talked about it?
Yeah, it did seem a bit of a joke, but just the name, it's a bit funny, but yeah.
It's quite catchy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how many pairs of undies did you bury at school?
We buried about 10 pairs of undies and then 2 competition undies.
Do you want to show me now what's happened to them?
Yep.
Let's go and have a look.
First pair of undies, they haven't really been touched, and that was in a very dry soil. The second bit, they're still quite dry, and then the third one, it's starting to deteriorate and got bacteria and stuff starting to grow, so that's a good sign. And then the fourth one's just been completely eaten.
Gosh.
So yeah.
Did you bury them on different sites at school?
Yeah, so there was one site that was right under a tree and really dry, and then there was another one that was quite moist, and that's where all the worms were, and that's how they got eaten.
Robin, it's been a great afternoon here, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're really happy with how it's gone and with how engaged the students are and what they've actually learnt and what they can tell us about soil.
Yes, the winners have just been announced, and I think they were Western School and
Mahino School.
But really, all the schools are winners, aren't they? It's hard to choose one or two.
I know the judges had a really tough time trying to choose the winners, so all of them are winners, yeah.
And a good turnout.
Yes, yeah. And great to be able to engage with some of the parents and see them learning along the way as well.
Fantastic. Mission accomplished.
Yes.
What's next?
So next year we're going to be doing more work with these schools around soil health and introducing dung beetles and their role as soil engineers. So I think that'll be a really exciting phase and really interesting phase for the students, because it's all about beetles and poo, and that's pretty good win for citizen science, I think.
And you've already got dung beetles, but they haven't hatched.
Yes, yeah. So we'll be setting up some terrariums, and each school will get a terrarium so they can see what the dung beetles do. The students will be having to add a bit of fresh dung on a regular basis, and through the terrarium they'll be able to see the beetles burying that dung and making balls as they do with the dung down underground.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with that, and I look forward to hearing how that goes next year.
Yeah, we'll be in touch.
Robin Zink, an organiser of the Soil Your Undies Otago project.